school in Broomhill. Jim Gill, good morning.
Good morning, Toby. How are you?
I'm lovely, thank you. But I'm exactly the same as everybody else. I've had enough now.
Everyone has, Toby. Yeah. Everyone. And what an appropriate piece of music that you've just played called Smile. Because I know how to put a smile on children's faces.
You do. Okay? So tell us what you do.
Okay. Well, I'm really grateful, Toby, to have this opportunity to be on The Breakfast Show. Really to discuss what you've just been saying and express the deep concern, the impact, Toby, of the mental issues caused by the pandemic. I have children from age 3 right up to 20, 21, 22. And I'm really concerned, Toby, that what I'd like to fight the corner for is the after-school activities. At the moment, children are homeschooling, okay? They may go out for a walk or a jog or something like that. And I'm not knocking that, Toby. Obviously, because I run a ballet theatre school, I'm passionate about dancing because it does release the endorphins. Mm. So, Tony, if you ever feel very sad, come up to my ballet studio and I'll give you some ballet exercises, okay? It does release the endorphins. Obviously, I'm passionate about dancing, but the other after-school activities, what about like a boy playing football, golf, music, drama? In the last lockdown, Toby, we were the last on the list of lifting restrictions. We don't want that to happen again. I realised when the children did return, at end of July or March, there was lethargic, a little bit introvert, lacking in a bit of motivation. We got it back, but of course we're down again. So also, Toby, it's health issues. Like it or hate it, Toby, physical exercise, it's got health issues. It makes you more motivated. You don't always want to do it, but you feel better afterwards. I'm concerned. The topic at the moment, Toby, is the new variant. Well, I think the new variant, that this there could be a pandemic of mental issues. And it's not easy to deal with, not as easy as physical illness.
I think you're right, Jude. I've got a 17-year-old daughter, 18 next. And all the way through, she's a really bright girl, really hard worker, all the way through school. She's never really known what she's going to do or anything, but she's always been motivated. And then, of course, she gets to her final year and she's chucked out of school and she doesn't sit her exams and she's given some grades. And now she's started college, bless her, but she's doing it at home. She's not met her mates. All of a sudden, just her drive's gone.
Well, the social interaction.
Because it's all stopped.
Yeah, I mean, I have a studio. We bought our house, Toby, 40-odd years ago. It's our residence, and we have a ballet studio. And I do hire a big studio, but it's all socially distanced. When we resumed, Toby, in September, the difference in the conversation, the attitude, the mental attitude, the motivation. And I keep saying about these endorphins, it is true because I know myself. I've had my school, Toby, for 50 years. And sometimes you think, oh, do I really want this? I always feel better after a lesson.
Of course you do. June, thank you very much indeed for coming on. June, I must move on. But that's June Gill there, who's got her dance school in Broomhill. Obviously passionate about these kids. And joining us now is Kirsty Harrigan.